relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Oh, there he is my guy. Good job. How's your new show going? Good?
Very well, thank you.
I heard good.
Thank you. Yes, indeed. He's so thoughtful. Thank you, Mr. President, for asking. He always remembers. That is, of course, my former boss, President Trump. At the social media summit in the White House, I asked the first question. He said, "How's the show going, Seb?" Guy never misses a beat. I cannot stop grinning. What a day. I just did a little video driving to the studio today about me being so happy. As Eric, our team member, said, can you remember a more consequential constitutional event than what just happened today? Well, we have the perfect one-on-one to discuss with you today. He's in studio. He is, I can't say new anymore. You're not that new. Are you still shiny, Kevin Roberts?
Only my bald head, Seb.
Oh, okay.
So 7 months in.
No, I was telling somebody it's been like 3 or 4 months.
7 months.
7 months. Yep. The new president of the conservative mothership, the Heritage Foundation. If you're not a member, you shouldn't be listening to this show, heritage.org. We have so much to discuss. I sent you topics that we wanted to discuss, and then the decision comes down. Kevin, are you as happy as I am on this Friday?
You know, other than the birth of my children and getting married to my wonderful wife of 25 years, this is the greatest day of my life.
Isn't it incredible?
It's in fact, just coming over here, before coming over here, I was talking to my Heritage colleague, Roger Severino, one of our many smart lawyers, and I asked him, I said, Roger, where does this rank in Supreme Court decisions? He said, Kevin, number one. I mean, it's incredulous. Like, how could you even ask that question? Because his point, Seb, was if we don't protect life, if we don't get that right, we're not realizing the potential of the Declaration of Independence, right?
Wow. That's a beautiful
It's profound, but it's true.
It's a beautiful way. If we have the right to life and liberty, well, guess what? Life is number one.
Exactly.
So that's beautiful. Well done for Severino. So, and let's just unpack this. This is the day after Clarence Thomas's, not his decision, but the one written by him, dropped on the Second Amendment. On his birthday, by the way. Happy birthday, Justice Thomas. Ginny, I sent Ginny a little text yesterday. So this is like a twofer in 1 week.
It is.
The Constitution actually has a right to self-defense.
Yes.
And there's no right to kill an unborn person. This is what, you know, the Nancy Pelosi's reaction today is, well, this outrage that, you know, abortion this, but gun rights that. One of them is in the Constitution, the other one isn't. Is that complicated, Kevin?
No, I was thinking about that in my own drive over here from Heritage to your studio, Seb, because I had just seen her comments, and I said, I'd like to think she's smarter than that, that maybe that's just a political statement. But the point is, on the face of it, it's absurd because obviously one is in the Constitution, right, one isn't. But there's something I would argue that's even more important, which predates the Constitution, something you and I share, most conservatives do, which is a belief in natural law.
Yes.
That's where these two momentous decisions, Justice Thomas's yesterday, Justice Alito's today, come from. And I can tell you, as you are a lifelong movement conservative who spends some time thinking about these things, it gives me great optimism for the future that we have justices using that natural law as the basis of their decisions.
Which is as it should be. You're almost stealing my next question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's fine. So I have here, we've been discussing it all day. This is the final decision that, let's be clear, can we just, if somebody gets crazy around you, doesn't get rid of abortion, but in beautiful language, sends the issue back to the states, where the states can debate it amongst the citizens and their representatives, as it should be, as per the subsidiarity principle of a republic of states. And just on that point, Kevin, this document, when it was leaked outrageously, when I read it, I thought, how many people are going to actually sit down and read a 70-page document from the Supreme Court? Maybe they're going to think it's all in legalese and jargon. I read it on a flight. I read the whole document on a flight for business. And I was so blown away by Justice Alito's... This is a document anybody can read.
Yeah.
And it's not a legal treatise. And it was so important, I actually read the key parts onto video, onto audio. I posted it so everybody can access it. And it is what you said. It is a tour d'horizon. It's a review of Western civilization's attitude to the unborn and to pre-quickening and post-quickening treatment of the unborn. So this document isn't in a stuffy law case. It's about our Western values, is it not?
It is. That what a wonderful question and summary by you. Not that you have to hear that from me, but where I'm going with that is because, you know, in my heart, I'm a teacher, is I think, and I'm a historian, that decision, the decision, the official opinion that's come out is part of our history, Seb. Yeah. I would argue, and I don't think this is an overstatement, it's not only now an essential and brilliant part of American jurisprudence, it is part of what we call the Western canon. That
yes.
is, it is one of those documents that is, of course, going to stand the test of time because it appeals to timeless principles right. and natural law. And I just want to emphasize for your wonderful audience, this is not something that's inaccessible. I mean, this is something that it doesn't matter where you went to school, where you're from, however sophisticated you think Supreme Court opinions are. This is something that Justice Alito wrote for posterity in much the same way our founders wrote the Declaration.
Right, because people can be put off
that's
by
exactly
you know, natural
right.
law. Do I
that's
have
exactly
to have
right.
a philosophy degree? No, no, no.
Yeah.
It is the viewpoint of human beings in our civilization for millennia. That's what he summarized.
Yes, that's right.
So I don't want to get too carried away. It's very hard for me not to get carried away today. Let me ask some of the tough questions. I immediately did a 2-minute video this morning. I was unshaven, no tie, no suit, just in the yard. I said, guys, this is my reaction. And one of the things I said is that, and again, I don't want to overdo it. So you be my sanity check. You know, you are the responsible president of this organization with a budget of how much? How big are you?
About $100 million a year.
About $100 million. So he's got to be a responsible guy. Doesn't this impact? I know we've seen Antifa, we've seen BLM, we've seen the open border, record inflation, on and on and on. But isn't this one moment that we should revel in and celebrate? Isn't this an indication that we're winning on the big issues?
We are, and I'm very happy to be your sanity check, provided you do that for me.
Okay.
We do
I'll
that
try.
For one another via text, right?
Okay.
Sometimes we get each other pretty zealous about things, but that usually means we're right, right? But to your question, all kidding aside, Seb, yes. And in fact, I mentioned to a lot of our staff at Heritage today and leading up to today, we need as conservatives to remember to celebrate our victories because
yes.
those of us who've been conservatives our entire adult lives are used to losing. And the nature of conservatism is not necessarily reactionary, but one that is, in fact, trying to conserve and preserve. And the nature of the radical American left is to tear down those very things we want to conserve. Therefore, when we have small wins, when we have, I mean, this is a truly momentous win. This is the most important Supreme Court case. I think it's the most important event politically in my lifetime. And in your lifetime.
I think it's more important. I find it hard to disagree.
I mean, think about the others that would be right up there. Reagan's victory in 1980, Trump's victory in 2016, which, of course, is directly related to this. All of that to say, we are living through one of the most momentous defenses of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness yeah. in the history of the world. God bless Samuel Alito and God bless Donald Trump
so
for delivering
again,
those
you're
justices.
Stealing my thunder again. We have a Vulcan mind meld because this is the other thing I tweeted. I was listening to, I think, a caller on one of my colleagues' shows. I think it was Mike Gallagher's show or I can't even remember. I mean, I'm so much information overload today. And credit must be given. Credit, due where it's due. This is a 6-3 or a 5-4, really, if you look at the
on the overturning of Roe, it's
on the overturning
five
of Roe,
four.
Right? It's 6-3. But without Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett, we don't have this, Kevin. We don't have it. So if we want to give thanks, we have to give thanks to my old boss as well, President
That's right.
Trump.
I mean, it's and of course, conservatives have different horses they want to choose for the future. You and I are both very grateful to President Trump, as I think your audience is. The point is, He deserves credit for this, and it needs to be given. And we also owe credit to some Republican senators who aren't always helpful to us, right? Because they held the line on making sure that these nominees got confirmed. And this is a
day,
to your point, as conservatives, where that we really need to celebrate. Our movement is always healthy because we're willing to have debate internally. We've done a lot of that since election 2020. I sense that it's recohering. And I guess the charge that I would give us, you and me, and especially us at Heritage, given our assets and our resources, let's be sure we take advantage of this. It's time to put pedal to the metal and not rest in our laurels.
Well, I think you've been doing that. I think you've been a very busy bee. I think right after you arrived, we had you in studio, and then you announced, the first court case that Heritage ever brought was against the Biden administration on mandates, correct?
Yes, on vaccine mandates. I told my board there's no way in hell I'm signing that, so we just assume go to court.
All right. He is no slouch. Follow him right now. Kevin Roberts TX on Twitter. Kevin Roberts TX. Heritage.org is the website that he is president of now for 7 months. Incredibly, how time flies when you're having fun in the swamp. Please join today, heritage.org. And if you love our show as much as we love providing it to you, subscribe. Go to Spotify, plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Never miss an episode. Share the links, write a review. It makes a difference. That's Spotify, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Stay on this channel. Dear friends, you know my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their lives. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now Mike has done it again by introducing his My Slippers. For a limited time, you'll get $90 off a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. They took over 2 years to develop. They're designed to wear indoor and out. I've already worn out my first pair of My Slippers, and they're made with the same amazing MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue and lined with real suede. Call 800-829-8468. Use promo code Gorka for that massive discount, or just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and put in the secret code G-O-R-K-A. This offer won't last long. You won't regret it. They are the best slippers I have ever owned. And $90 off MyPillow.com. Do it today. Promo code G-O-R-K-A.
You know, you can be in the middle of a hurricane, or you can be on a calm day, north is still north. You could be in a thunderstorm, north is still north. People can yell at you, north is still north. It doesn't change fundamental things. And in this business, right is still right, even if you stand by yourself.
Wow. We're going to play that many, many times today and for the days to come. That is, of course, one of the greatest justices in American history, Clarence Thomas, saying that north is still north. Whether you're being buffeted by a hurricane, whether people are shouting at you, north is still north, and the truth is still the truth. And that's what guides that great man and what guided today's decision. And, of course, if you saw the video, if you're watching us on Rumble, you could just make out behind Clarence Thomas, Justice Thomas, the words heritage, okay? He was speaking at the Heritage Foundation, and we're very lucky to have with us in studio the relatively new president of the Heritage Foundation, Kevin Roberts. Follow him, Kevin Roberts TX. Kevin, okay, cold shower time. We've had our fun.
I knew this was going to happen.
But you're here to make change that brings us back to those principles of conservatism that founded the Republic, that were the basis of our civilization. Let's be clear. The founding fathers were geniuses, but it wasn't a tabula rasa. It wasn't an empty, sandbox they arrived at. They brought their history from Europe. They brought the knowledge, the philosophy, and the knowledge of the mistakes that had been done under different systems, feudal systems, royal systems. But the principles that they enshrined are ancient principles. Where is the fight right now at? Let's step back from this monumental celebration for a second. What are your foci at the Heritage Foundation in terms of the imminent battles we still have to fight? There's so many, but what have you decided for you and Heritage are the biggest ones? I know you're an educator, so that's got to be out there, but you tell us.
Sure. There are several, and of course Heritage is engaged in literally every policy right. issue, but I won't talk about them all, obviously. Number one, just as a transition from this Supreme Court case, it's really important we understand that the fight to secure a truly pro-life country has just begun.
Yeah.
What I mean by that, as you know, is that we now have to be active. We as a movement, we at Heritage have to be active in every state capital where there isn't a so-called trigger law for pro-life legislation. For the first time in our 50-year history at Heritage, we are involved in almost all the states to some degree or another. We're involved in a handful in a very significant way, 15 to 20, on this issue and others. But the second point is, and it's related to winning the pro-life issue, is education. We need to tear out root and branch, that is, we need to eliminate fully the U.S. Department of Education. That's our objective. It's long term. We want the next president of the United States to come into office, whoever he or she is, and say, that's what I want to do.
Ken, can you stop here for a second?
Sure.
And explain why it has been such a destructive force, what it's done to the cost of education,
yes.
political correctness, why we have to get rid of this institution.
Sure. I can say that as a fifth-generation teacher, as someone who's led both a K-12 school and a college, that what the U.S. Department of Education has done with its $100 trillion we've spent on it since it was created in 1979 is make it sort of like what we've done with healthcare, where there's an intermediary between doctor and patient. Mm-hmm. The U.S. Department of Education has become the intermediary between parent or between teacher and student. And what that means is that the money that's being spent isn't being spent on the classrooms.
Or the student.
I mean, something like 30 cents of federal dollars, which of course is our money, goes to the student, goes to the classroom. And so on the higher ed level, it's directly led to tuition going up. So if someone is a parent of a college student listening to this, they want to know the origins of this tuition problem with colleges, it's the U.S. Department of Education. And of course, just to sum up this particular point, Seb, it's the U.S. Department of Education that's been advocating for this diversity, equity, inclusion nonsense and using our money against us. I mean, think about Justice Thomas's comment about North always being North. The U.S. Department of Education doesn't believe that and uses our own money against it.
Because that's an oppressive thing. You know, two plus two equals four is colonial oppression.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Well, it's not a joke, guys. If you don't believe what we're saying, you know, you can look this up on your favorite search engine, hopefully not Google. This is what is being told now as part of critical theory, that the search for the truth and objectivity is somehow racist.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we even see that in a couple of the museums in the nation's capital, which is just preposterous, right? So in order to lead up to that, because that's a decade-long project to get rid of that agency, we have to make sure at the state level that there's universal school choice, period, full stop. Every single dollar that any government entity spends on education needs to follow the child.
Nice.
So at Heritage, what we're doing to sort of write a headline, is operating on these aspirational goals that lead us to greater self-governance. And we're not afraid of these big objectives like eliminating the Department of Education or implementing school choice at every state. But we also have to play, as a baseball fan, what I call small ball. We got to go hit some singles, some doubles, and lead up to that. So pro-life, education, we are deeply concerned about the threat of the Chinese Communist Party. They've infiltrated our institutions of higher education and what used to be called Confucius Institutes. And we're talking...
That were government organs of subversion on our campuses.
Completely. I mean, my alma mater, University of Texas, is one of the biggest violators of common sense when it comes to keeping the CCP out of our institutions. Heritage is going to shine the light on all of that, because there are a lot of members of Congress who are given campaign money by K Street lobbyists affiliated with the CCP to protect this. I'm just here to let you know that next year, when there's likely a Republican majority, they darn well better govern as conservatives rather than capital R Republicans when it comes to these issues.
So this is, and I know you're, you know, a 501c3, you don't do politics, you do policy, but this is a burning issue, Kevin, mm-hmm. that when we're in minority, we govern as if we're in a minority, and when we're in the majority, we still govern as if we're in the minority. Do you think that we can see a more conservative GOP in the future? Do you think it's happening?
It's happening present tense. And you know that I don't get into hollow optimism. Right. And I know you definitely don't. Our probably someone who's a mutual friend, Andy Roth, has a great piece in The Federalist today on how there is a red wave coming. But the great thing, and Andy's a great conservative as you are, is that that red wave is more conservative in terms of policy than it's been. And so what's going to happen is increasingly through the 2020s, we're going to see Republican leadership in D.C. become more conservative. But the only way we can ensure that the swamp doesn't co-opt those new guys and gals is to make sure that we're their accountability partners, right? That's what friends do for one another. And I want Heritage to be in a position to be the people's accountability partner for conservatism in the nation's capital. That's what we're trying to do with these issues.
I don't think that has been expressed enough in the past. And I've been associated with Heritage for years. Full disclosure, my wife has worked for Heritage. I advise the former president. Hopefully I might get to advise this president as well. that the job is accountability. I love that. That Heritage can keep the you're not political, but you can keep the politicians accountable to the principles that got them elected. We're talking to Kevin Roberts. I'm Sebastian Gorka. If you haven't done so already, join us for the trip of a lifetime. We're going to the Holy Land with our colleague Dinesh D'Souza for the Stand With Israel tour. 10 days later this year, Israel have dropped their COVID restrictions. I'm so excited. I'm not vaccinated and I'm going, so you've got no excuse. Reserve your seats today. Call 855-565-5519 for the trip of a lifetime, or just go to StandWithIsraelTour.com. That's StandWithIsraelTour.com.
America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
You don't say it, not on this show, because that's the name of the show. When they invited me to have a national radio show, God bless Salem, I said, you better not call it the Sebastian Gorka Show. I hate that. It's not about me. It's about you guys. That's why this is America First. That's the name of the show. Dear friends, the woke crowd has seized control of America's public schools and universities. Now, a minority of loud woke voices are trying to take over America's corporations and businesses, from Disney to American Express. We've got to stop them, and that's why I'm excited to announce that the Job Creators Network are on the case. They're pushing back against the leftist cultural warriors inside the corporations, but they need your help fighting back. Learn how you can support this venture at rockthewoke.com. Do your part. Disney and others have heard from woke America. Now it's time they heard from the rest of us who are the majority. Go to rockthewoke.com by the Job Creators. That's rockthewoke.com. Kevin, it's so much to talk about. I got you bogged down in issue two because I'm so excited that, you know, as a former educator myself and you as a president of a college, to expand upon why we have to get rid of things like the Department of Education. But let's continue the list. What are the big targets of opportunity for you, the priorities at Heritage?
The next one on the list, and really on a lot of days, Seb, it's number one, is border security and immigration. Because not only is that inherently, just on its own, one of the big issues and crises facing the United States, it also speaks to what the left is trying to do, what the Biden administration is trying to do, and that is undermine the rule of law. So we got to secure the border for the sake of the rule of law, for the sake of the safety of Americans, for that matter, for the illegal immigrants, too. I mean, this is really absurd.
Well, let's just hammer that for a second.
You're not going to let me continue the list, are you?
But I'm so... You hit things that require a little bit of amplification, because we have to communicate to those who maybe aren't on our team.
Sure.
And if you're apolitical, which most Americans, I think, are, or if you're kind of a questioning Democrat, who is getting hurt by open borders? Two people the most. It's the immigrants who are being smuggled and abused, 60% of the women. And then if you're a legal immigrant who recently arrived, if somebody arrives illegally and then says, I'll do, you know, Jose's job for cash for 50%, Well, guess what? The legal immigrant is out. So we have to communicate that, don't we, to as broad an audience as possible.
That's exactly right. And therefore, I often do that, especially if it's with an audience that I know represents more of the political spectrum than just our conservative friends, by saying, look, at the Heritage Foundation, I, Kevin Roberts, we're very pro-immigrant. You by definition are. What that means is, and America is, what that means is we want people who want to come here legally to have the shot to do so. We're creating a gross disincentive for people to do that by having what is literally an open border. Yeah. I mean, I've been there several times. It is literally an open border.
You're from Texas. You understand it.
I know it really, really well. And it's something that problem ought to transcend Republican and Democrat.
It should.
Because this is about America. And we've got to get back to the point where here in D.C., We are able to have a conversation about what our immigration system needs to look like, because then we get into a conversation about how we assimilate people into this notion of American nationalism. Everyone gets to maintain their own cultures. You have done that. I mean, I know a lot of people in Texas who've done that. That's the beautiful story of America. Open borders prevent us from doing that, and I think it leads directly to us not being able to talk in a civil way about some of the other policies.
Let me ask the dark question. What's the real reason? I mean, is it about creating what they deem to be a permanent constituency, and because they've got a different skin color, they think that they must vote Democrat? Is it really that cynical, do you think?
It is. I guarantee you it is that cynical.
Wow.
And it is that crass. And I know that from time in Texas. I also know that from my 7 months here in Washington, D.C. The American left is nefarious. It's that simple.
Yeah.
And one of the successes that maybe we could have collectively is, as a country, is seeing an American left reemerge that isn't that cynical and crass. We used to have honest policy debates. I mean, don't you wish for the day when maybe someone like Daniel Patrick Moynihan, a Democrat, is back? We have an honest conversation
right.
with him.
It's like one of my family members, you'll go unnamed, dear son, said, why don't you have people like Nancy on your show? And I'm... To what end? To what end? She thinks I'm evil. I think she's, you know, undermining the American Constitution. You can't have the discussion. Now, I could have a discussion with JFK or Scoop Jackson, but those Democrats have disappeared. So I love that idea. Let's try and maybe help that party become a little bit more, I don't know, patriotic, like they were a few generations ago, but not too far back where they were racists and, you know, the KKK and everything else. We don't like that Democrat party. But I'm allowed to talk politics, not Kevin. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans right now, me included. Yes, Dr. G. But it's not just me. It's people like Yvonne from California. This is Yvonne's story. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Just those two words, pain-free, should be reason enough for you to go to ReliefFactor.com and order the three-week quick starter pack right now for just $19.95. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and tens of thousands of your fellow Americans. You know it makes sense. You've waited long enough. What have you got to lose apart from the pain? Call today, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. That number again, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
A man, a legend, a legal immigrant, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Thank you, kindly. Yes, an immigrant, but a legal immigrant to the United States. It's Pride Month in America. Did you notice that? Did anybody tell you? Did you see any of those flags? And we here at America First at Salem, we are completely in for Pride Month. Totally LGBTQ. Right, you know that about me, okay? So go to our website, get our LGBT t-shirts and mugs today. Gorgeous stars and stripes colors and the rainbow flag. LGBTQ, let's get Biden to quit. Okay, made in America. Just treat yourself, a loved one, or just make that liberal neighbor crazy as you're walking the dog in that t-shirt. All your Let's Go branding gear, my books, the presidential t-shirts, you name it. Everything made in America. Not one stinking item made in China at my website. Let's start buying American. Oh, and the three-peat hat. Got to talk about it. Have we got the picture of the lovely ladies in the Trump 2024 three-peat hat? It's a winner. SebGorkaStore.com. That's SebGorka Store.com. SebGorkaStore.com. We are back with the president of the Heritage Foundation. I have been remiss in, I've been talking about Heritage. I've been talking about joining Heritage.org. There's also the superlative daily news service, the Daily Signal, run by Rob Bluey. Get it in your inbox every day. Superb analyses, deeper dives on what the conservative movement is winning and what you need to do. That's dailysignal.com. Kevin, let's talk about the other side, if we may. And again, not politics, but policy. Are you as stunned as I am that in the last 17 months, there's not even a glimmer of, how do I put it, non-radical behavior, whether it's opening the border, whether it's shutting down fossil fuels, whether it's surrendering in Afghanistan? You'd think now and again there'd be a little chink of an issue where we could collaborate or where there's a little bit of normalcy. You don't have to like Bill Clinton, and I don't, but Bill Clinton was a Democrat who would rein in the more extreme elements of the Democrat Party that existed back then. Now, if you look at the last 17 months, even Biden, who's been a kind of empty shell for 40 years, it's as if the squad is running the Democrat Party. Has that surprised you?
It has surprised me. In fact, I was anticipating that Biden's administration, because of where he has been politically most of his career, would be more like Clinton, certainly not the political gifts of Clinton. I'm not a Clinton fan like you, but we have to give credit where credit's due. The man was very skilled and gifted and actually governed relative to Obama and Biden center-left.
Well, he stole a lot of Newt Gingrich's ideas.
He did. You know, I mean, going to his the point about his political savvy, right? But yes, I've been stunned, and the two things have stunned me. I was expecting the radical leftism regarding the pro-life issue, because we knew that was going to happen. But the two things that have stunned me is the scale of the open border problem.
Yes.
I mean, this is extremely intentional. It's not incompetence. But the second one is something you touched on briefly, and that is that the Biden administration has accepted wholesale the Green New Deal.
Yeah.
And they are now, in the last 2 weeks, as we've seen gas prices soar, we've seen refineries shut down because they're choked by regulation, we have seen senior members of the administration and now Biden himself say, basically, this is intentional.
Yeah.
We're trying to force the transition to fuel sources that you and I know don't work. That's really radical because it goes to the point of not just gas prices being high, but to access to clean, reliable, affordable energy, lifting a billion people out of poverty.
In an age where we have inflation out of control.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so the fact that he's so willing, the president is so willing to double down on that, given all of the political costs, tells me how ingrained the squad and AOC types are in effectively running the country.
I call this phenomena, and I'm happy to hear other descriptions, that this is a political elite or party that is hostage to its own ideology. This is political suicide. In a midterm year, to have the Secretary of Energy laugh about, ha, 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 you think I can change oil prices? Well, President Trump did. Or to have, a Democrat senator say, ha, I have my electric car and I just laugh at the gas prices. This isn't good in a political sense. It's not clever.
No.
So here, I know you're a historian professionally. Let's put this into historical perspective. How long can a political entity, an ideological conglomerate, last if it loses, by dint of its ideology, any rational connection to the real world? Does this not mean that one of the two political parties in America must at some juncture have a crisis of confidence or just collapse, Kevin?
That's what's happening to the Democratic Party.
Already?
It's happening now. Again, present tense, it's happening. And we're going to see that intensify between now and 2024. And what's going to emerge, if it's called the Democratic Party, is something very different than the Democratic Party of the 1990s or the 1970s. Yeah, I grew up in a Democratic state in the Gulf Coast where Democrats were pro-gun, pro-life.
Yeah.
They were pro-America. Yeah. They were conservative. That's gone. This is the opportunity, though, for those of us who are conservatives. And that's to remake our own movement, to modify it. It doesn't have to be torn down and rebuilt, but to modify it to include working class conservatives who have been on our side during the Reagan years, during the Trump years. It's a huge opportunity to turn our movement into a supermajority. And I'm an optimist. You know that. I think that's going to happen in the 2020s if we stick to our conservative principles and if at every level of government we are nominating, we're running men and women who represent that.
It's one of the great similarities between Reagan and Trump is that so many Democrats voted for him, working class Democrats voted for him, not the bi-coastal elites that hate working class Democrats. One more thing briefly. Also, we have to engage the minority who have come over to our side, especially, 10, 12 more million more Hispanic and Black Americans voted for President Trump 4 years in? We have to build on that, don't we?
No, we do. And our newest member of Congress, Mara Flores from South Texas, is an indication of what's possible. Yeah. And she's telling us, look, I got elected in part because these bi-coastal elites keep calling my people Latinx. I don't even know what the heck that is, right? And she's saying, keep talking about conservatism. And this is the key point. Don't water it down. Those people you mentioned voted for President Trump, not because he went to the Rio Grande Valley or to Black neighborhoods and pandered. He said, this is who I am. This is who I stand for. Please vote for me.
That's massively important. Let's listen to Kevin there, to Dr. Roberts. We mustn't, the establishment, if you're listening, we mustn't water down based upon some unfounded fear that our values will be rejected by minorities across America. On the contrary, that's why more than 10 million Black and Hispanic Americans voted for president more in 2020 than they did in 15. Guys, be true to your principles. Like Clarence Thomas said, Justice Thomas. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. If you're in daily pain, if you've tried everything else and failed to find relief, do yourself a favor. Order the 3-week quick starter pack for $19.95. That translates to less than a dollar a day. What can you get for less than a dollar a day? Nothing except potential liberation from your pain, as I did. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me and thousands of your fellow Americans. Call today, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. That's 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Can't handle the truth? Is reality just too much? There's always NPR. I hear they have tote bags. This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
No tote bags here. Sorry, this isn't NPR. If you want good gear, you go to my website, All Made in America, from the three-peat hat to the LGBT Let's Get Biden to quit mugs, you name it, that's sebgorkastore.com. But on this day, it would be remiss of me if I didn't recognize again Mike Lindell. Much of this victory today is thanks to him, from very quietly funding pro-life movies to just supporting people across the country who are fighting for the unborn. God bless Mike Lindell. Let's show him some gratitude today. Support him. He's been banned this week by Walmart because he's a conservative. Let's have his back. Go to his website. Use my name. You'll get up to 66% off whatever you order. The sheepskin-lined memory foam MyPillow slippers are amazing. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A for those massive, massive discounts. Or you can call 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com, promo code Gorka. All right, last question for you, Kevin Roberts, Dr. Roberts, Professor President Roberts. You did something really dumb. you were living the life of Riley, running an amazing organization, the Texas Public Policy Institute
Foundation.
Mm-hmm. And then you came to the swamp.
That is dumb, isn't it?
I mean, really. I mean, this isn't a swamp. This is a fetid cesspit. So the left wants to discourage any decent American from working in the swamp, especially working for an administration like I did. Tell our millions of listeners and then all the viewers why you came here.
It's simple. And look, I acknowledge it's a dumb thing. I had no desire ever to live in Washington, D.C. and turned down many opportunities to do so. But I had been going after the election of 2020 around Texas and around the country, genuinely imploring my fellow conservatives not to give up and asking them to dig a little bit deeper, you know, like the coach at halftime. Guys, we're down a couple touchdowns, but we're going to have to dig deeper to win this game. I believe we can save America. Well, I realized when the Heritage Foundation reached out to me and said, we're kind of looking for an outsider. I thought, well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So my wife and I were praying about it, and we realized she said it. Michelle Roberts said, Kevin, you've been asking people to dig a little bit deeper. This is the sacrifice we're going to have to make as a family, which is to move up here. And I'm going to tell you, we're trying to do our tiny part, not just in policy, but to make parts of the swamp more hospitable for more conservatives to move here for the next administration.
Wow. Now, that's the beginning of another conversation, because the biggest problem we have, I can tell you from the inside, is the bench. We can win elections, but we need a bench, especially when my old boss walks back into the White House. That's a nice segue. It's Friday, and as we do ever on Fridays, let's close with the words of the 45th and, God willing, the 47th president of the United States.
We will not bend. We will not break. We will not yield. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never back down. We will never, ever surrender. My fellow Americans, our movement is far from over. In fact, our fight has only just begun.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.